Hi, this is John Sevis. I'm Chief Technology Officer of the Open Source Election Technology Institute, and I'm here once again with some additional commentary on the non-bombshell report of no election interference in Mesa County, Colorado. So let me start by recap my previous two innings. First one, I talked about how the report itself fails the common sense test on election results being unavailable. Fails the honesty test because the authors were not forthright about how they were representing the Mesa County clerk in a legal proceeding. And thirdly, because their report has many detailed commentaries on some data that the authors acquired, but the authors were not able to provide any convincing evidence that the data itself came from anywhere in particular. So that was part one. Part two, I recapped in some more detail some claims about where did the data come from, including a kind of a vexed word, checksums. People are bandying about terms and saying, well, this has a checksum on it that makes sure that it's authentic. But in fact, there's a little bit more detail to it than that, and just a blob of data with a checksum next to it with no other information doesn't really tell you anything. So still no real sense of provenance of the data behind this report. So for this third part, I'm going to focus on a spurious claim that the Colorado State Department of Elections has admitted that this data is legitimate and that presumably by extension the report is legitimate too. This is actually not the case. We can be very specific about what the Colorado State Department of Elections has said. What they've said is that there are indications that the disk image that was published may in fact have come from, and I'm going to be very careful about that term in a minute, come from an election management computer in Mesa County. And that's a very serious claim because as part of that legal proceeding, it might be evidence that someone actually stole this data. But when I say come from, I don't mean that the Colorado State Department of Elections is saying that that entire data set is authentic or accurate in any way. Until we get some specific details from Colorado State Department of Elections about exactly what those indications there are, we can't say for sure, but based on some knowledge about how election technology works, particular to the state of Colorado, I think we can make a pretty good inference about the limits of this statement by the Colorado Department of Elections. So let me start by describing something that is specific to Colorado. It's called a gold build. Colorado has a very particular way of distributing certified voting system components to its counties. Essentially, the State Department of Elections itself is the custodian for the software and delivers to each county a fresh set of software for each component of a voting system. So they call it a gold build because it's maintained by the Colorado State Department of Elections, and they can use, as we described in our last episode, a checksum to publish it and say, if anybody is concerned whether this particular set of software on this particular voting system is legitimate, they can recompute this checksum, compare it to this published value. If you trust the Colorado State Department of Elections and its published checksums, then you can trust that this software is an exact copy of the gold build of a voting system component. Okay, how is that relevant to this report? Well, the Colorado elections folks can look at this disk image and examine some, but not all, of the parts of it. They can examine it for authenticity. And in particular, they can look at the files in this disk image that represent software of the election management system. And they can say, either by direct comparison or using checksums, and they can say, oh, this executable file, this is part of the gold build. And they can look at any number of files inside that disk image and say, yeah, this file is exactly the same as the one that we sent out to Mesa County before. Yeah, they can do that. But the disk image itself doesn't just consist of files of executable code. It's not just software. It contains data. And the most important thing to understand about the data that's in this dist image is that the data is not part of the gold build. Okay, the gold build is just a set of software, a fresh set. It's a blank slate, if you will. It has nothing about any particular election. When you install that gold build, it's a blank slate. Now then, as any election official in any county in Colorado operates their election management system, of course, that's going to churn out lots of data. There'll be data entry, there'll be log data, there'll be databases, all sorts of stuff builds up over time as they use that system. But it's not part of the gold build. So now we can more carefully parse out exactly what is meant when the Colorado elections folks say, yeah, it looks like this came from this PC in Mesa County. They can say, all the code in it matches the code that we sent to Mesa County. The data that that software generated after it started running, we have no idea about. We sent them a blank slate, and then that slate got filled up with more data. Don't know anything about that data. So just as we said before, that that disk image that you can download and look at yourself has code, it has data, and there is no assurance from the Colorado state elections folks anyway, that that data is legit in any way. It's sort of like there's some document out there that's an important document, important to you anyway, and it's notarized, and you've got a photocopy of it. And at the top of your photocopy is the body of the document. In the middle is the notary's statement and seal. And in the original document, there wasn't anything below the notary's seal. But in your copy, somebody's added some stuff, right? That's not vouched for by the notary's seal. That was added afterwards. So that's like the data that was generated by the election management system after it started executing, after the gold build install. So just because the Colorado Elections Department, in some sense, says, yeah, seal of authenticity for some pieces of what's inside this disk image, it's not vouching for the data. And as before, going back to previous parts, there is no reference point, no baseline that has been attested to by a public official or a law enforcement official or anyone to say that this particular file, this disk image, came from someplace in particular and hasn't been tampered with. So we're really just back to square one, where the authors, this report, got a disk image from somebody, we don't know who, and the somebody said, I promise you this came from some computer in Mesa County, and I promise you that I haven't tampered with the data or changed anything at all. Now you go off and write some wonderful report about it. But if the report's authors took that somebody at their word, we don't need to. We don't know who that somebody is, but we do know, based on the Colorado State of Elections recent remarks, we do know that that somebody does seem to have been involved in committing a crime by copying data off a Mesa County computer. So my skeptical self, I'll just say, don't know why we should believe that person. Don't know why we should put any faith in this data. Don't know why we should pay any attention to the details in the report. So I think that's where we'll leave it for this maybe final installment. But thanks to everybody who has been providing feedback and likes and so forth, encouraging us to keep this up. If there's a part four, it'll be because I've gotten some really good questions from other observers about this matter. But I'm hoping that somehow the opinions of the many people, not just me, lots of people who understand cryptography, checksums, digital forensics, law enforcement standards, physical chain of custody, all the many, many things that would need to come into play for a report like this to carry any weight. All these people understand that none of those things have been involved in the preparation of this report. So as much consternation as it has caused in the hearts of many well-meaning people, I hope this little series of video, audio chats, this little set of audio chats has been able to provide a little bit of aid and comfort so we can fall back and say, yeah, elections, Mesa County, stacks of paper ballots. We know who won. We know who lost. Weird computer stuff. Weird people talking about weird computer stuff. Still not relevant. Our elections are sound. And that's where I'll leave it.